Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Welcome to the Brighter Side of Recovery, Families and Couples in Crisis. Sponsored by SOBA Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader, Kim Pagano. Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach. Tune in for The Brighter Side of Recovery on The Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's radio show host, Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Sherry. How are you doing,
Hi,
Sherry?
Hi, Kim. I'm fantastic. I love the color you're wearing. It's like a minty green.
Oh, thank you. Thank
it's beautiful.
You. You look great, too.
Thank you.
And of course, we've got Tom here. And of course, I always start our show with a moment of motivation, and tough times don't last. Tough people do. And really, that's what our show's all about. Sherry, you want to tell everybody about our show?
We are really morphing into a show for families. We always were, but we're really making that a priority. It's The Brighter Side of Recovery, families and couples, or couples and families in crisis. We really want to support the families. We know there's a lot of support out there for the addicts and alcoholics, and we are going to continue to support them as well. And of course, we're sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. But we really want to support the families that love an addict or alcoholic, the families that, you know, sometimes are out there, but they're not really seen, they're not really heard. There's not as much support for them. And so we're going to be really the standard for helping families and couples.
There you go. And of course, from anything that you're waking up to. right? I mean,
right.
anything.
In other words, not and just drugs and alcohol. I tend to use that a lot.
I know, because that's your kind of your industry. But if you're going through a divorce, if you're depression, if you're...
A death.
Yeah, I mean, there's just... life happens. It just happens to all of us. And we want to be a resource. I mean, we have therapists that are on hold and on hand that we can share with you. We've got recovery centers. We've got adolescent. We've got adult. We've got... You name it, we can help you find the source that you need. And so I want to give out our phone number here. That's 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, you can listen to all of our shows on our podcast, and that podcast is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, and all of our recovery shows, all of our other shows. We have other shows that are the brighter side of life, and we'd love you to tune in to all of them. Again, also you can go to our website, and that is kimpaganoshow.com. Also, you can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and we're so glad that you're here. Our first guest today is Lynn Cockrum Murphy, and we're going to be talking about her book, Living Hope, Steps to Leaving Suffering Behind. And then we're going to be talking with Leonard Bushell, and we're going to be talking about the Real Recovery Film Festival and Symposium, also about the 7th Annual Hope and Strength Awards. We hope that you're going to join us with all of those. And again, I'm so glad that you have joined us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Let's bring our, well, actually, you want to talk about some of our giveaways? We'd love to give back. And Tom's got those for us.
We have some incredible restaurants. Kim, let's start off with Pete's Breakfast House. We have the Midtown Cafe, Urbane Cafe, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, Freebird's World Burrito, Veggie Grill. How about that free kids meal at The Habit, along with Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's Famous Dave's, and yes, the Lure Fish House. Then for Valentine's, all month long here on The Kim Pagano Show, the gift of lingerie from Kate and Lace, certificates on hand for that. You can bring your hubby some sugar. How about calling for Rolling Pin Donuts? Delicious donuts open 24/7, and you can make your wife's day very, very complete with a hair makeover from Kim Pagano. That's Kim Pagano, hair therapist. Flowers also available from the Secret Garden. Roses, tulips for Valentine's. They all can be yours. Then some laughs on Valentine's Day. Best way to go with a nice Valentine's is with comedy, and that's Valentine's Comedy Night. The host is Jason Love, and that is going to be happening Sunday, February 14th. Through the 14th of February, Rubicon Theater presents Sea Rock City. Then it's the Globetrotters, Harlem Globetrotters. A lot of fun and a whole lot of great basketball, too. Anaheim, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and Los Angeles. And finally, Shen Yun, the performances in Thousand Oaks, Northridge, Santa Barbara, Los Angeles. Shen Yun brings the profound spirit of a lost civilization right to the stage.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. All right. So let's start off with a giveaway. And we would love to do, how about Rubicon? I've got tickets for that. And of course, that goes all the way till Valentine's Day, February 14th. And we would love to share that with you. Sea Rock City. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. All right. Let's bring on Lynn Cockrum Murphy. Are you there?
Hi, I am here.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, or good afternoon. What am I saying? Good morning. Good afternoon.
Hi, and thanks for having me.
Yes, and so tell us a little bit. Is this your first? Is this your first book?
This is actually my second. My dissertation that I wrote in 2001 was published a few years later by a publishing company. So it's out there also, Barnes and Noble and places like that. Besides in the university libraries. But this is the first book that I wrote just for the sake of telling the story and putting out lots of support and ideas about hope and moving out of the pain of life.
I just noticed you are also a substance abuse counselor and an Access Bar instructor, and I would love to at one point in the interview, learn more about Access Bars. I've talked about that on my summit, and I think it's an amazing, amazing program, and maybe our listeners would love to know about it, and how great that you're a substance abuse counselor.
I do love that I've taken that up. I've always loved the study of psychology, and then when I And when I moved to Arizona, I started studying with it to get that degree and to get that license.
And
I kept it up.
And so what is an access bars?
Oh, the access bars. Oh, I was talking about...
She's talking about her substance.
Yeah,
use.
No. Yes.
Right, and I worked in treatment for 5 years here. But access bars is a really gentle healing approach that has to do with touching and holding 32 points on the head. And the people, after they've had a treatment, really get up all kind of sleepy and in the zone and relaxed and happy. It is pretty metaphysical in how it just releases all the things that hold us back.
So it releases, it's really all about energy blocks, right? Releasing thoughts that are related to energy blocks.
Oh, that's really interesting, yeah.
That's probably a good way to put it. You can also look at my webpage, desertjewel.org. I have descriptions about it. Or you can go to the Access Consciousness webpage, because that's where it originated.
Well, you're just my kind of guest, because you combine metaphysics with psychology and substance abuse. You're like my perfect guest, our perfect guest.
So tell us a little bit about this. You actually wrote basically your personal story, correct?
Right. It is my personal story. It starts from age 2 and a half when our furnace exploded, our house burned down, and my father and sisters were killed. I was the only survivor. My mother wasn't home right then.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Wow.
So it starts there and then goes through all the family dysfunction and talks about that and continued dysfunction, but also traumatic events.
Did you say you were the only survivor?
I was.
Oh, my goodness.
And your mom, right? Because she wasn't there.
She wasn't there. So I did have my mother to raise me after that. And I had the influence of a really awesome grandmother.
Yay for those grandmothers.
Would be one of those people that is why I've been so resilient.
Wow. And so... Was your mom not living in your home at the time, or she just happened to not be there?
She just happened to be at grandma's house putting some meat in the freezer.
Oh, wow. So it was definitely not her time to go.
True.
Yeah. So what took place after this, unexpected change in your life? And is that kind of the steps to leaving suffering behind?
Place was then my mother started to drink heavily.
Mm.
She had gone to the church for assistance, and it didn't do much for her. A lot of relatives encouraged her to come and have a drink, and they all did that. I really developed that sense of abandonment.
You were set up to become a codependent.
So true.
I mean, really, that when that fire... Yeah. When that fire went off, the codependency gene was transferred over to you, basically.
Right. Well, there was that whole thing about hang on to mom as tight as you can, do anything you can to make her happy so you survive.
Mm. Well, in the title of your book, Living Hope, Steps to Leaving Suffering Behind, we always talk about that life is full of suffering, but it's what we attach to suffering that is what is where the issues begin. And, that's really what I would love to speak to is that, yeah, life is going to bring us all kinds of lemons. So how do we not attach to those lemons?
Great point.
Certainly is that self-discovery process. I talk about all the tools in the book that I've used along the way, from Myers-Briggs to Genograms was something that we did that looked at the family system when I was in counseling training. But I also went to therapists. I journaled. And then there was that part of me that just knew that it could be better if I could just figure out who had what I needed or what was the right path. So even though my family gave me a foundation in Christian religion with a lot of different churches, it didn't work for me because it didn't work for them because they were still suffering and drinking.
So they wanted you to do what I say, not what we do. What I say, not what I do.
It's really one of the maxims in my family. So what I did is I studied Buddhism and studied the law of cause and effect, and that's when things started to make sense. What I ended up with is a very eclectic belief system, Hindu, Buddhist, Christian, just so that what makes the hugest difference for me is having a spiritual practice, having a way to connect with a source that is greater than I am. And from there, I get all the comfort, all the love that I couldn't get from humans. I get everything I need.
You know what, Lynn, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I'd love where we're going with this.
Okay.
Great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And, of course, this is sponsored by SOBA. We're so glad that you are all here tuned in with us. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Talking about tranquility, I'd love to give some Shen Yan tickets away, and they're playing in Thousand Oaks March 22nd to the 23rd, all the way. They are in Northridge, Santa Barbara, and Los Angeles. We've got tickets for you. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And, of course, specializing in couples and families, anybody in crisis, really. And, of course, we're talking with Lynn Cockrum Murphy, and we're talking about her book Living Hope: Steps to Leaving Suffering Behind. And of course, I'd love to give something away. It is close to Valentine's Day, and of course, it's all about love in the air, and I'd love to
and self-love.
And as you're saying self-love, I'd love to give a hair therapy away. And of
That's
course I am a hair
self-love.
therapist, and of course right here in Westlake, and I'd love to do somebody's hair out there for them so they can look good and feel
That's
good
so
and do
nice.
Good.
Like
so,
a giveaway?
Yeah.
God, you know, that is a gift.
Yeah, it really is.
Because they get like their hair washed and massaged.
There you go.
All that good
there
stuff.
There you go. Anyways, call in right now at 805-419-0008. Lynn, welcome back and thank you so much for staying with us.
Mm-hmm. I had a question, Lynn. You know, in the 12-step program, we have a saying, maybe you're familiar with, you know, take what you can, leave the rest. And I think it's a great saying because not everything works for everybody. And you said that you kind of have an electric approach to spirituality, a little bit of Hinduism, Christianity, a little bit of Buddhism. And so I'm wondering, maybe just for like a minute, because we don't have lots of time, you can do maybe an exercise or something for our guests or give us a tip, your greatest or one of your greatest tools from your book. That speaks to one of those spiritual. What am I trying to say? Speaks to one of those spiritual
findings. Really,
findings. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
One of the things that I talk about in the book is Theta Healing, which is a really powerful healing and spiritual tool, is the one that taught me to not meditate in the alpha state, but go to the theta state for a much higher, deeper meditation. And from that state, if you do not believe that you know what unconditional love is, that you know what joy is, right now, from the theta state, I will ask Creator to give that to you. That's every listener. I will make that prayer right now. Creator will take care of that, because a lot of people didn't ever grow up with joy, didn't experience it, didn't experience the unconditional love. And through theta, we make it so. So if you want this, you want to know what it feels like, how to have those things, those two traits, just say yes.
So say yes to joy.
Just say yes. And
wow.
Creator will deliver.
Oh, that's really interesting.
It's making the conscious choice.
Yeah.
And it's also a gift from God.
Oh, of course. A gift or universe or whatever somebody's highest power.
Yeah, and then in your book you talk about that suffering actually has a purpose. What's your thought on that?
Great question.
I think that could be different for different people. For me, suffering motivates me to do something different. So I don't have the depression that I had years ago. But if I do get in a funk and it's like more than a day, I don't want to put up with that.
How do you get out of the rabbit hole?
Well, there are so many tools available. I mean, you mentioned the 12-step programs. There's all the recovery programs. And there's always picking up the phone and calling someone asking for help. There's getting on your knees. There is meditation. There's journaling. My book is full of...
And gratitude, of course.
The gratitude list. Yeah, I try to start every day with that and end every day with that.
You know, I started the day today not in the best place. I'm not sure why. I was just a little off. And I went to my physical therapy appointment because I've been having some hip issues. And I have to tell you, just moving, my whole mood changed. And this keeps happening every time I go to physical therapy. And it's so funny because we know this. We know exercise works. And yet, we don't do it.
I totally agree. Yeah.
I think the combination that's really powerful is exercise, but being in nature. So even if you're just walking around a pond or a lake or at the beach or climbing a hill, being around trees and fresh air.
It's so true. I mean, nature, you get that idea of something massive, something grand, something bigger than yourself. You get that spiritual piece. Then you get the exercise piece. I couldn't agree more with you. I think being in nature is beautiful. And, you know, one little exercise that they've been showing me in physical therapy is going back and forth, moving your side to side.
Side to side.
Side to side, kind of getting your core moving. And he said that the energy that you move when you move your core can change your whole mood. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, no, it is interesting. You know, we have a couple minutes left, Lynn, and I love that you're sharing your story with us and really steps to leaving suffering behind. What would you suggest for, you know, people working through, you know, anything that they're suffering from
or
right now?
Or a family member that might have
just,
a loved one
just,
that's suffering.
Yeah, just a really quick last tip.
I think that believing in yourself, knowing that you are a shining being, that there is light inside of you, and trusting that and allowing it to come out, to talk to your higher power, however you name that, whether it's the universe or God, or talking to it and asking it to show you who you are, show you the gift that you are, so that you can move
beautiful.
Forward and feel great about yourself, because you already are great. It's a matter of knowing.
And I'm going to add that while they do that, to bring golden white light.
Okay.
You know, wouldn't that be nice to have that golden white light and just to honor who asking your creator who your authentic self is.
Wow.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah, thank you. Where do we find your book, Lynn?
The book is available Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Is available in Kindle and in soft cover, or my website, Lynn Cockrum Murphy, with a hyphen between Cockrum and Murphy.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on The Recovery, our show. And I hope that you share our show with everyone out there. Thank you so much.
I have posted it on Facebook, and I will share it again.
Yay, you got it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. We are at the end of our show. Thank you so much, Sherry, Tom.
You are so
welcome. Oh, that's true. Sorry. Okay.
Coming up next.
Okay, so I do want to remind everybody that we're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Leonard Breschel. And we're going to be talking about the real recovery film that we're going to be going to. Well, it's actually the 7th Annual Hope and Strength Awards,
right,
correct?
Right, they're going to be honoring Mackenzie Phillips.
Yes.
You can remember her from her early teen show that she was in.
Correct.
It's a beautiful event. It's an event where you meet lots of people that are in recovery and supporting each other for a great cause.
There you go. And you're going to want to hear his interview. It's really good. I know you had to leave, but I appreciate everyone being here. And, of course, we'll be right back.
1, 2, 3.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Well, our next guest is Leonard Breschel, and we're going to be talking about the 7th Annual Experience Strength and Hope Awards. And, of course, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And, of course, recovery is anything that you are waking up to. And so, of course, we're, you know, couples, families in crisis. We want to help everybody out there. So, again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And let's welcome Leonard. Leonard, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, Kim.
How are you? Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about who you are so our listeners can, you know, kind of get an idea of what you do. And then we'll kind of move into the real Recovery Film Festival and Symposium.
Great. Well, as far as credentials, I'm a certified California substance abuse counselor and worked a number of years in the field at a couple different facilities around the Los Angeles Malibu area. And 7 years ago, with the help of a friend, Robert Downey Sr., we founded an organization called Writers in Treatment, whose basic focus is to offer free referrals, help people get into rehab in one way or another. And we also founded the Real Recovery Film Festival and Symposium, which is a film festival that is in 7 cities around the country that highlights and shows films about all types of addiction and behavioral disasters. And so that's been keeping us very busy in New York for a week and Los Angeles for a week every year, and Houston and Denver and Las Vegas and San Francisco.
Wow, you must be tired. You've been around.
Yeah, well, we have, you know, partners in every city. In fact, if there's someone there who'd like to bring the Real Recovery Film Festival to their city or even to their facility, we'd be more than happy to discuss that. And we also started the Experience Strength and Hope Awards also 7 years ago, where our organization honors and highlights the work of a of an individual who has written a memoir or autobiography, if you will, recounting their career, but also their path through addiction into recovery.
And this year at, I guess it's the 7th Annual Experience, Strength, and Hope Award, correct?
Yes.
Is author Mackenzie Phillips, correct?
Author, actress, recovery advocate,
yeah.
Mackenzie Phillips.
Wow. And in her book, the name of it is High on Arrival?
That is the name of her book. It's available most bookstores, certainly on Amazon. I had the pleasure last year of listening to the book on tape while I was driving up to our film festival in San Francisco, and it's a great listen, as well as a good read, I'm sure. Hear her tell her story, it makes us all grateful that she made it, and anybody here who is a fellow addiction survivor will also feel very grateful that we're still walking and talking.
Wow. And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. We're talking with Leonard Burchell, and we're talking about really being a part of a movement in life here in recovery. And when can you give us the date? It's I know it's February 16th, right, Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday. It starts at 5:30 in the afternoon for a two-hour catered networking reception. And then the show starts at 7:30. And the show consists of great singer Elizabeth Edwards coming down from the Bay Area to perform a couple songs. And we have a fabulous comedian, Alonzo Bowden, who's our headliner. And before that, we show some clips from the film festival. John Taylor will be presenting the award to Mackenzie. Ed Begley Jr. has been our host for the last 4 years, so he'll be, greeting people and saying a few words. And it's a pretty fun event. I call it it's like Burning Man without the sand.
I love it. Now, is that also the same time that the Real Recovery Film Festival?
The film festivals in Los Angeles, it's the third week in October, and it's also in New York for a week, the last week in September.
So the last week of September?
In New York, and it's in October here at the Lemley Cinema in North Hollywood, if anyone's familiar with that part of Los Angeles. And so, no, this is just an awards event. It's a party. It's a celebration of recovery. No one's preaching. People are just, acting grateful and happy to be alive and enjoying life.
Leonard, let me ask you a question. Before you were doing your work that you did you have an addiction?
I was, I used marijuana every day of my life for 26 years. But I think it was only the last year that it started to be problematic. And I also used cocaine every day for 13 years. But as I said, I was really only an addict in the 13th year, because the first 12 years, every time I did a line or a spoon or a little off my hand, I wanted to do it. And it was only in the 13th year that I said to myself in the morning, I'm not going to do any blow before lunch.
And
11:55, I was doing it. And I thought, wow, that's disturbing.
This is a problem.
And I remember driving over the Golden Gate Bridge. I lived in that area at the time, and driving, and my sunroof was open, and it was a beautiful day, and I was holding my little vial in my hand, and I thought, I'm just going to throw it out the sunroof. I'm just going to throw it out. And every time I went to throw it out, my hand wouldn't let go of it.
Okay.
Because I thought, if I throw it out the window, it means I have a problem, and I don't want to have a problem. So it was that very conflicting time when you're into something that you're trying to get out of. I think addiction is only something that you want to quit, but you can't. you know, while you're doing it, it's fairly, it's just a way of life.
Right.
You know, I believe, even if you're killing yourself, and I did get rushed to the hospital several times with some, you know, drug mishaps.
Really?
So yes, I guess I, you know, I drove myself to a rehab 21 years ago, and it was only by being away someplace for a month that I realized, wow, you could literally get through a day, 2 days, or a week without drinking or doing drugs. The thought of that never even occurred to me, and the actual practice of going through a week without taking anything hadn't happened in 26 years. So it was a phenomena, and thank God, 6 years later, my son, also at 19, came home one day and he said, "Dad, I think I need to go into treatment." And he knew that word because I was already working as a drug counselor.
Right.
And I said, "Okay." And he said to me, "But just for a week or two." I said, "Well, you have to go for a month." And on the way there, he turns to me and says, "Dad, I don't think this is such a good idea. Let's go home." I said, "Look, they're expecting you. You don't want to disappoint them. I'll drop you off. And then if you don't like it after a week, I'll come pick you up." Well, he never called me. He did like it. And he's been clean and sober now for 15 years.
Really? Wow. I love the story. And
you know,
I love
like
the,
a,
you know,
which
just being
like
authentic.
A miracle in my life. I'm glad my mother got to, the last 7 years of her life, she got to see me clean and sober, which was quite a gift.
Yeah, a gift. You know, we need to take a really quick break. We got a couple more minutes, but I want to kind of go in, obviously, as you are a California certified substance abuse counselor, you deal with people struggling with addiction, and I kind of want to just dig deeper into that, and then I want to invite everybody to the Hope Award and tell everybody, you know, where they can get that. So let's just, if you could give out the website where we can get tickets.
Sure.
To the 7th annual.
Would be writersintreatment.org.
Okay, great.
And
again, the doors open at 5:30, correct?
Writersintreatment.org, and you'll see a link to the ticket site.
Right, and everybody also, it's on my newsletter and our website, so definitely go and look there. We will be there. I'm excited to meet you and to,
likewise,
you know, really just grateful for all the people in our life that are making difference and helping other people
mm-hmm.
through experience and strength and hope. And that's really what this is all about. So I'm excited. Again, Leonard, will you stay on with us?
I will. I'd be
okay,
happy to.
Perfect. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If for any reason you missed this, you can always go to our podcast, and that is Kim Pagano, the Kim Pagano Show /iTunes, and also on our website. We post this everywhere, so if there's anybody out there that is going through something turmoil, something that a crisis in your life, maybe you think, oh, I don't know who to turn to, I don't know who to call, please call us. We will put you in touch with anybody that we have that will fit your needs. And it's not embarrassing. It's real life. Isn't that true, Leonard?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past 2 decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of recovery right here. And of course, our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We welcome your calls. We welcome anybody that we can help. Of course, this program is sponsored by SOBA Recovery, but not only that, we are actually talking to Leonard Burchell right now, who is a California certified substance abuse counselor and with years of experience. So if there's something that you are struggling with, any kind of addiction, we'd love to take your call right now. And of course, we're talking about the 7th Annual Experience, Strength, and Hope Award. That could be you. This is life is possible. And, you know, I don't care how hard it is, how down you feel, how negative, those negative talks that we hear, God, there's somebody out there that can help you. And again, we're so glad that you're tuned in here to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of recovery. Leonard, are you there?
I am here.
Thank you so much for being here. Tell us a little bit about who are the people that you're seeing. And as I mentioned in my intro of coming back on, is, you know, we all have that negative, you know, talk that we hear, maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I wasn't a great parent, I wasn't, you know, a great daughter, a great son, right? Is that what, is that the problem?
I'm not sure if that's the problem. That might be one of the problems.
Okay.
But I think we all have a little bit of negative self-speak sometimes. It's just if that dominates the positive aspects of your existence, then that is a problem. Before we address that issue, I'd like to just offer one more resource, which I think would be very helpful. It's a website, and it's a newsletter called the Addiction Recovery E-Bulletin. It's 34 stories compiled dealing with addiction and recovery that comes out every week, every Tuesday. So there's a new edition now on the website that will be up until a few days from now, this Tuesday. But it's the Addiction Recovery
ebulletin.org. Okay,
a lot of great, useful articles and videos, audios, other resources for addiction treatment are there as well. I know the current issue has an NPR audio from an episode or segment of the radio show called Fresh Air, and it's about mind over body. And I think it's very clear in sort of illustrating how willingness, as people say in recovery, is the key.
Mm.
Well, it might very well be the key.
Willingness.
To be willing.
Meaning being able to see beyond
anything. To be willing
anything.
To let go
mm-hmm.
of crutches that we've been using, which I think most drugs and alcohol is initially. It's something that helps you get through your day or your life. I mean, how many times have we heard people say, oh, thank God I was drinking when I was in high school because otherwise my life would have been so miserable, I would have killed myself. So alcohol, you know, originally I think starts as a tool, but then of course it turns against you, and I think as drugs do also. If anybody has studied, and there's a couple articles on the Addiction Recovery e-bulletin by the great Canadian doctor, Dr. Gabor Mate, who is one of the leading experts on addiction, and he talks about how, you know, usually people are addiction prone when they've experienced some kind of trauma in childhood, and actually we'd be hard pressed to find someone who hasn't.
Right.
But it's a complicated issue. It's the least exact science I've ever studied as far as treatment and recovery. You know, what works for someone won't work for someone else. What works for you today might not work for you tomorrow. It's really, you know, I love the adage, when you get into recovery, the only thing that has to change is everything.
Mm. And so many people feel like it's everybody else's fault but not theirs, correct?
Some people feel that it's everybody else's fault but not theirs.
Yes.
Well, unless someone actually is putting a drink in your hand and forcing you to drink it by gunpoint,
right.
It's your choice.
It's your story. I love
even
that.
Even if your brain has been sort of negatively rewired to need a substance, I guess the choice is to try and do something about it.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
The choice is to try and quit. The choice
do you use the 12
steps? Someone who can help initially.
Leonard?
Yes.
Do you use the 12 steps in your recovery or when you're working with people?
I've used the 12 steps. I'm a proponent.
Okay.
I think it's a very helpful, useful, amazing thing that happened in my life.
Okay.
I know that. It's, you know, and why AA works is so complex yet so simple. And it's an aftercare program that you never have to leave.
You know, right.
For a dollar, you go and sit with people who are headed in the same direction as you are, who want the same things in life as you do. And that's very hard to find otherwise.
Right, I agree.
You know, sitting with a therapist, very helpful, but it's not quite the same energy as you get in a room with 15 or 30 or 100 people who all have seen hell and now are walking with heavenly footsteps. It is a form of being reborn, and maybe not everybody wants to be reborn. Because there's a lot of, comes with rebirth comes a lot of responsibility.
Right.
You can't blame other people or drinking or substances on any of your foul-ups. You have to take responsibility for that and say you're sorry and move on.
Right.
It's a complicated issue. And yet it's as simple as deciding to want to
that you want something
clean
different.
Up your act. It's courage. It takes a lot of courage.
Right.
I love being in a room of Alcoholics Anonymous because I know there are no weaklings in that room.
And that's an interesting way to look at it. I like that.
It's like being back in high school with all the people you really liked and respected.
Wow, that's great. I want to ask you a question. Tell us about Writers in Treatment in relation to the Real Recovery Film Festival.
Well, we started it almost simultaneously as just to help raise awareness that, you know, one of our mottos is that treatment works. We encourage people who are struggling to check in someplace for 28 days, at least, you know, do one full what I call a moon cycle, just, you know, for 28 days, let the moon go around the earth and just don't pick up, which would have been impossible for me if I had been left to my own devices and was still on the street. So I needed to go someplace. And And all I think really needs to happen at a rehab is just some good classes, some good education, some good group therapy, a lot of self-reflection. I mean, in some ways, it's a narcissist's dream that when you go to rehab, all that they're concerned, your only concern is about you. And you write about you, and you think about you, and you reflect upon your life. And I'll tell you, if it hadn't been for having been forced to do what they call an AA, which is the first step, which was for me just as simple as writing down 10 instances in my life that could have had catastrophic consequences for me or others. You know, for instance, driving drunk.
Right.
You know, anytime you drive drunk, you're putting yourself and other people's lives in danger.
Right.
That's not acceptable.
Right.
To have an orderly, loving society. So when I wrote down those 10 incidences in my life that could have had catastrophic consequences for me or others, I was able to see a pattern where I could look down at what I had written and say, my God, whoever this was crazy. And I didn't want to be crazy. Mm-hmm. And I was the one who was. But, you know, you can go crazy slowly and no one will notice if you mm-hmm. do it gradually. You know, so I guess over the years you accumulate these behaviors that seem normal, but if you get a chance to look back and reflect, they're anything but normal, and you have to say, you know, this is my opportunity to turn it around.
Leonard, this is such a pleasure to talk with you. We have a couple minutes. One, is anybody able to go to this Writers in Treatment?
Well, there is no Writers in Treatment. I mean, there is no place. It's not a place.
That's an event.
The Real Recovery Film Festival is 7 days of 43 film shorts, documentaries, feature-length movies, filmmakers, some performers. We never just show a film and send the audience home. We always have either a clinician doing a little like mini process group afterwards, or we'll have a filmmaker talking about what inspired them to make the movie, or we'll have an actor in the film talking about why they, you know, wanted to be in this film. So it's very interactive. You never just sit there and don't get a chance to speak up afterwards.
Wow.
So our audiences are always
involved. And how much are the tickets?
In what we do. And that's at the Lemley Theater in Los Angeles. And New York, there's a theater. You can go to the realrecoveryfilmfestival.org website.
Okay.
And real is R-E-E-L. So it's the Real Recovery Film Festival. .org, and you'll see all the cities that we're in.
Perfect. And one last thing, we always like to end it with the brighter side of recovery. What advice would you give somebody if they were listening right now?
If they're looking for the brighter side of recovery?
Yes.
Read poetry.
Ooh, I like
that. Take walks in nature.
Read poetry.
Get a dog. If you don't have a dog, pet every dog that walks past you on the street or the road.
Okay. I love it. Those are great advice. Again, thank you so much for being a part of our show, and we look forward to the 7th Annual Experience Strength and Hope Award, and I thank you so much for what you're doing.
Thank you, Kim. It's been a privilege and an honor. I really appreciate it. Let's do this again sometime.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for making us a part of your great day.
Oh, likewise.
You got it. All right.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. See Rock City, playing January 27th to February 14th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This tender and poignant play is the sequel to last season's critically acclaimed Last Train to Nebrock. Reunite with May and Raleigh, played by Lily Nixay and Eric Odom, as they navigate the joys and struggles of married life. See Rock City is sponsored by Janet and Mark L. Gold and Son, and Wells Fargo Private Bank. See this touching love story in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, we are at the end of our show. And of course, I want to thank everyone for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Recovery, the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we all end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one single step. I hope that you take that step to better your life in whatever you're doing right now. And of course, we'll talk to you next week.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
You need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry,
oh baby.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.